All right, so welcome to today's session. We're going to begin with any time you remember, any time you notice, any time you come from the real, authentic you. You are walking in power, and you manifest easily. So the question is, what is the real you? And we want to explore the real you as imagination, the real you as consciousness, because you are what experiences the body. You're what animates the body. You are immediate, pure, and you are now. And what you experience in imagination is immediate, pure, and now. The physical world, including your body, is nothing more than a reaction to that. Think about this. You can imagine eating something yummy, and if you close your eyes and really focus on, you know, pick something yummy. I just picked a yummy dessert I had over the weekend. And immediately, I began to salivate. Maybe you heard it. I'm not sure. But you can imagine biting a lemon. Or, you know, I was walking one day, and I thought a stick was a snake. In other words, I imagined a snake where there was a stick, and immediately I jumped. You see, the imagination is immediate. It's fast. The physical world, including your body, takes a little bit of time to catch up. So anytime you imagine that you're your body, you know, anytime you identify with your body, anytime you identify with circumstance, you slow everything down because your body is something that's been created by consciousness. The physical world and everything in it is been created and animated by the consciousness, what the Native Americans call the spirit that moves within all things, God, the imagination. So what I want you to do is this. For today's exercise, I want you to realize that your sensory data is always in the past. And you're addicted to the past. We've been programmed to be addicted into the past. We've been taught the past is what's true. Now check this out. Yeah, Neville says, we're going to be sharing two really, really good recordings if we haven't already. You know, it all depends whenever you listen to this lesson. In one of the things that Neville covers repeatedly, and he covers it so well in these two lessons, is this. The world of the senses is not what's real. What's real is imagination. The physical world is the shadow. In other words, the shadow always comes after the object. You know, if I'm not there, the shadow's not there. If your consciousness isn't there, if you don't have wealth consciousness, you're not going to have wealth. Your consciousness always precedes, it always comes before the actual event. You know, I imagine jumping from the snake that's not there, and I jump. But it takes the consciousness first. There's got to be some movement in consciousness. Consciousness is the reality. So what I want you to do is to imagine this today. All your sensory data is in the past, even what you think is happening right now, and I'll prove it to you. Sound travels relatively slowly. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second. However, remember, there's still time. It takes like 7 minutes from light from the sun to reach the earth. So if the sun were to stop shining right now, we wouldn't know for 7 minutes. So anything you see has that delay in it. You know, if it's the distance of the sun away from you, it'll take you 7 minutes to know what's happening now. In other words, if you look at the sun, what you're seeing is the past. Even if you're across the room from me and you look at me, you're seeing me in the past, even if it's just a few milliseconds. Imagine thunder. Well, imagine lightning. Lightning strikes the hillside, and I see the lightning. I see it just milliseconds after it strikes because of the speed of light. And I might hear it up to 7-10 seconds later, the thunder, because thunder travels slow compared to light, because it's at the speed of sound. So anything that's coming through sensory awareness is in the past. Your imagination is right now. Again, imagine that yummy dessert, and your body starts to... I'm doing it right now. I close my eyes, I imagine the yummy dessert, and my mouth salivates. I don't salivate, the mouth does. I make the mouth salivate by imagining. Literally, your imagination leads physical reality, including your body, because your imagination is real reality, which is consciousness. Just play with this today. For your homework, let's get real clear on this. What I want you to do is to take three times today, 3 minutes each, and just imagine something yummy and notice your body respond to it. You could imagine something thrilling and imagine your heart rate, or imagine something thrilling and notice your heart rate speed up. I want you to imagine something, anything, simple, keep it simple, biting a lemon and feeling that salivation happen in your mouth. Yeah, imagine sitting in traffic and just feel how that shows up in your body. Just imagine interesting things today and notice how fast they show up in your body. Just to exercise your imagination. Again, it's about feeling it real. It's not about feeling it big or feeling it life-changing. All that comes. But what you need to do first is feel it real. Feel the little things real today. Have a wonderful day. See ya.